This is the Tom Likas Show.
A good fishing hole. We had good fishing.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Good fishing hole.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me. And appearing 1 hour early this week, accommodating me so my dentist can accommodate me as well, is family law attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you.
Hey, Tom. Great to be here.
Before we get to the meat of the matter here, and I know we got a lot to talk about.
For sure.
Party. You've been working on the party.
Nonstop, Tom. Nonstop.
What do you have for us?
I've got serious likettes, Tom. It's going to be a blowout, I promise.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually have some. There's actually a few that were at the first party and the second party and are going to be at this party. So we've got some alumnus there.
Wow.
But I've got a lot of new faces and trying to make it interesting so all the guys have a great time.
Nice. Very good. The likettes will be at the party Thursday night.
Very enthusiastic.
Brought to you by attorney Adam Sachs, who's out there beating the bushes. Well, let's try another phrase. He's out there looking around.
A lot of people ask me, you know, how do you do it, you know? This is a secret method.
Yes. Is there a secret method?
It is not easy, Tom, let me tell you. Some nasty girls out there, Tom, I must say.
Really?
Yeah. I know the pretty ones are supposed to have low self-esteem and whatnot, but that's not universally true.
Is that so?
A lot of them have real tough attitudes.
They're real high self-esteem, unjustifiably high self-esteem.
Now, I've had some real prostitute attitude, you know, like, I'm paying them, of course, so they're like, they want to see the money first or something.
Right.
They're going to pay them first.
No, good luck on that.
So, come on, geez, you know, we're serious people here, you know.
Unbelievable.
You better pay me in cash, you know. Like, what is it, a drug deal? What's the matter with you guys, Christ's sake? I never bounced a check in my life.
Oh, there you go.
Well, anyway, what can I say?
Wow. Now, these girls, when you find these girls, how many of them know the show, how many don't?
That's about a half and half split.
Uh-huh.
I think you've said this in the past, generally, and this is funny, but it's really true that pretty women don't mind your show.
Right.
It's the ugly ones that hate your show.
That's exactly right.
That's not a joke.
Ugly ones shouldn't be like cats anyway.
Well, I remember hearing it on the radio from, I don't know, one of those conservative talk shows that feminism was basically a method for ugly women to feel better and to get even with pretty women.
I agree with that, no matter what show it came from. I definitely do agree with that.
I wouldn't even say the guy's name, but okay.
Well, I think people who know, they just know.
But the point is that, you know, when the pretty woman finds out that it's Tom Likas, she's like, oh, he's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I had a boyfriend that used to listen to him.
They don't mind.
No, the ones that get real cranky are the ugly, pissed off ones that are past their time.
Which segues
very much into what I want to talk about.
Do tell.
You know, we complain, and I've said it many times on the show enough to be obnoxious that, you know, I don't believe in getting married and all this stuff. And people say, well, you know, you see divorce, so you obviously feel that way. But, you know, I think it's important, Tom, that we don't just, you know, come off as complainers. We have to give reasons and speak rationally and explain, you know, why we feel the way we do.
Right.
And you've got the experience of your four tortures.
Yes.
And a lot of other tortured relationships and whatnot.
Yes.
But I think that when I look at what I do on a daily basis, it's not just the question of divorce, which is obviously unpleasant, but you have to really look in the face of the anger and vindictiveness of women, which is absolutely unbelievable. It's off the charts, Tom.
Oh, I'm well aware.
And, you know, as a man, you haven't really lived until you have an ex-wife. And Norman Mailer said this great line that you know, they asked him why he got married and divorced so many times. And he said, well, you never really know a woman until you divorce her, you know. There's no doubt about it. The face that I saw today, I did a deposition today. And the wife is so full of anger and hatred. And It's something actually. It goes back to Sam Kinison, Tom, one of his early routines. I know we love Sam, you know.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace. But one of the things that he talked about was that there's a whole world of women out there that are searching for a man that they can blame all their problems on. It's not a joke, man. Considering we talk about, you know, taking responsibility and owning it and all that stuff, you know, there's a whole world of women that get very, very focused and believe very much, particularly when they're middle-aged, the things you talk about where their looks are in decline and they're not getting the attention they used to.
Right.
I know you say that according to that statistic that we read the other day, when they're in their early 50s, they become invisible.
They specified age 51 as the average age at which women feel invisible.
Tom, it's long before that, okay? Let's face it. And when you talk about the experience that they have, they're devastated. They're really devastated. That great routine you once talked about was the fish, which I think you were cleaning your fish tank and your goldfish,
and he
flopped out of wherever you put him, and he was like gasping with the with the fin. He didn't know how to breathe. He didn't know what to do. So that is really what's going on. And one of the things, you know, it's remarkable when you do these cases and you see how this woman is so angry and she knows no limit to her hatred. She wishes you were dead, but at the same time, she's got her hand in your pocket.
That's right.
And the law backs her up in terms of certainly children, but also even beyond that with vagina money and so forth.
Yeah.
And what I want to talk about a little tonight, and I'm going to cross over here, and I know we don't have a corporate sponsor other than Lycus himself here.
Right.
But I want to cross over the realms and decencies of political correctness. One of the things that you've talked to the boys about for a long time is looking for particularly non-American women.
Right.
And we've talked about how awful the mentality is today and the whole gold digging thing and all that other good stuff. And there's definitely been, you know, this thing. And, you've expressed it two ways. You've said not only that it was a personal preference. I think you like dark-skinned women because of your experience with National Geographic.
That's right. My Uncle Ray.
The dead letter.
And we have listeners in St. Albans, Queens. My Uncle Ray worked for the Postal Service.
Right.
He worked for the dead letter office in St. Albans, Queens, near Jamaica, New York. And
is that New York's dead letter or that's nationwide?
No, that's for that zip code.
Oh, only that zip code?
That region.
I thought he was getting the whole country, you know?
No. And so what he used to do is he used to like to bring magazines for me to read. He knew I liked to read.
So these are undeliverable magazines.
Undeliverable. So they would take, like, TV Guide. And what they did at the post office was they would, like, take, like, a single-edge razor blade, cut the mailing labels off.
Right.
And then these would be going to the trash. So my Uncle Ray would take these out. And sure enough, there'd be these magazines, and there'd be like U.S. News and World Report, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics.
Like 2 months old.
He was trying to break. No, this was all like just delivered or undelivered. A lot of the stuff was like current that month. And, he just liked bringing in a stack of educational magazines for me to read. And one of them was National Geographic. And what Uncle Ray didn't know is that National Geographic would go to countries like Fiji or various African nations where people don't wear clothes. And they would have photographs of the people in those countries. Most of them were people of color, and they were all naked. And so when
at
I
least
was
topless, right?
When I was at least topless. When I was 10, that was the first pornography I used to see. Now, of course, nobody thought of it as pornography. It was the National Geographic.
Yeah.
It was very educational.
How could your mother get mad at you for looking at that?
My mother. Well, put it this way. My mother didn't read magazines like National Geographic, so she had no idea what was in there.
If she saw your nose in a Playboy, she would have freaked out, right?
That's right.
National Geographic, it's okay.
Well, the thing is, had my mom let me look at Playboy, maybe I would have dated white girls. But the fact is, she gave me National Geographic from her brother, Ray. And so Uncle Ray brought the mags, and I would just very demurely, thank you, Uncle Ray. And then I would take the magazines into my room, and it would be a pud-pounding fest that would go on for I don't know how long. It's just what it was.
So the point being that you had it for...
Women of color was always my fave.
But you had it for two reasons. First of all, it was your preference, which is fine.
And I grew up in the Bronx, which was a changing place when I was there. It used to be a very white, very Jewish area, and it was turning into a black, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Colombian area.
Okay, so now we have three reasons.
There we go.
So you have the magazines, you have the changing neighborhood.
Yes.
The racial diversity, as it were.
Yes.
But one of the things that we've talked about at length was mentality, that the rotten mentality of American women is just too difficult to deal with.
Yes.
And that foreign-born women were better.
Right.
And one of the things we talked about even more so was the concern about how they change. And how if you have a woman from, let's say, Colombia,
right,
and she lives in America for a number of years, she becomes Americanized and does the same shit.
Right.
Okay, so I'm taking a step back now. I have noticed a little pattern here, Tom.
Yeah.
I had done a few cases now, and this is the case I did today, where the wife was a Filipino. And this is not a particular criticism of Filipinos, but, I mean, the nastiest, nastiest women you've ever seen. And you were talking the other day about you did a show on attractive women from different countries and unattractive women,
yes,
from different countries and so forth.
Yes.
I'm not even crossing into that. I'm talking about grasping, greedy bitches, okay? And I was talking to a guy today, and I think we're going to have him call in, my new client here.
Yes.
Does Dino set him up?
Yes, he's ready if you're ready for him.
I'm ready for him in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him a little intro.
All right.
This gentleman recently hired me, and he is married to an Israeli. And I know you have some personal experience with Israelis,
I
too.
I do.
And this is not particularly a Jewish thing. This is a culture. And he's also traveled quite a bit, and he's going to talk about some other places. But I was trying to suggest at one time a little bit of a panacea, maybe, that guys could go for foreign women and avoid the American woman bullshit. And I'm sorry to report, Tom, that that may actually not be the case.
Well, you just have to keep them from, in any way that you can, keep them from developing a circle of friends who are American.
And how exactly are you going to do that?
Well, you do that, but I'm going to tell you how you do it because I have experience. Here's what you do. You get very involved with their family. If the family happens to be here, you attend all the family events, you go over, and you try to keep it so that instead of looking for friends to spend time with, because the woman is lonely and misses her family, and so she makes new friends, and they all happen to be your angry, chunky, white neighbors. All right. So you say, you know what, I'm just a family person. I love hanging out with your family.
Yeah, right.
And that keeps them from making new friends who are born and raised in the United States.
All right, I want to see what he thinks of that. So, like, can we bring him on?
Let's bring him on right now. Okay, this is Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Man, not too bad. Just hanging out here in Las Vegas.
Excellent. So, Mark, we were talking about you a little. I believe you're South African originally, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Born in South Africa, educated in the United Kingdom.
Oh, in England. Okay, I didn't even know that. That's good. And you've recently become my client. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's correct, as of this morning.
And you found me on the show, right?
That's correct.
So
yeah, I've actually been a long-time listener.
Nice. Very nice.
I live and practice Tom Likas. And I got to tell you, Adam, having a medium where you almost have a lawyer in your back pocket. I mean, I called you, left a voice message, and you called me back. I was actually able to call you directly on your cell phone.
Right.
And the advice that you gave me could be instrumental. I don't think anybody has any idea about the advice that you gave me. And I'm going to try it and see where it goes. But I might be 1% successful with this gal. You know, we've been married for a very long time, very successful. I travel the world. I work for a very good company. And I do have a son. And, you know, we have property and assets. So we're going to try the nice way, but I'm kind of thinking that she won't be so nice. I do agree with what Tom said about keeping the family in. Unfortunately, her family lives in Israel. And
right,
I think
she's Israeli, right?
That's correct. And I think she's been hanging out with too many Americans at the gym.
There you go, Tom, at the gym.
See, that's what happens.
The gym.
See, the family is far away.
Yeah.
See, it's always good. It's always good if the family is nearby. Then what you do is you just say, you know, I'm just a family man. I love your family. And we got to go to all the birthdays of all the nieces and nephews. And we're going to, when your parents have their anniversary, we're going over. And so what you do is you keep them from missing the family. Because what happens is when you isolate these chicks away from their families, you know, there's no vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum.
Right.
So what happens is if the family is gone, they start filling that void with Caucasian American chicks who are then going to fill their heads with feminist hatred,
right.
Man hatred, and all of that stuff.
Right.
So you have to keep
them
away from that.
So, Mark,
and I think that's what's happened. That's exactly what's happened, Tom. Because I got a text this morning from her saying that she wants to separate. She couldn't even call me. She just sent me a text.
I'll bet you one of her American friends probably suggested that that would be a good idea. Mm. What do you need him for?
Isn't that how Britney Spears did it?
Yeah.
That's how these things happen.
So, Mark, let's talk about this now. So you grew up in South Africa. You were educated in England. You've been around, right?
That's correct. And worked in China and definitely been around. And actually work in the Midwest. And I apply the Likas 101 there. And it's amazing to see the difference between places like St. Louis or at the outer skirts of Indiana, Kentucky. You know, we knock those states, but those people are very different. They're living in Northern California. You know, Northern California, you don't date, you don't go out with a non-American woman, in my opinion, because you have to pick them up, and then they expect you to pay.
Wow.
And it's very interesting if you apply the Tom Likas 101 rules, because you can eliminate the BS right away.
That's exactly right.
Now, what experience do you have with, for example, Asian women?
Well, in Northern California, and it probably applies to Southern California because a lot of them have family here, they want you to pick you up. They don't want to drive. First of all, either they don't drive well, or if they do drive, they don't want to take the risk. They love to eat. You know, they're really interested in eating, especially these Asian women. And a lot of them are getting chunkier. You know, you think that they have these beautiful bodies, but, you know, I got to tell you, they're getting fatter and fatter. And they really love to eat, and they'll make you pay. And you know what's the biggest BS? Is that they have great jobs. I mean, these women are now earning in the hundred thousands. You know, they work for great companies like Google, Facebook, and you know they all live with their family. They'll never drop their panties. But if you do happen to go out with them or date them, beware, because definitely do not sleep with them. I mean, if you do sleep with them, you better follow the rules.
But what are you saying? They're looking to get pregnant? Is that it?
Oh my God, they're looking for a man that that will give them a check monthly, so that they can do the things that they want. Especially if they're in their 30s, stay away.
See, but this is the thing. You know, we hear this thing about how, you know, Asian women are much more family orientated and they don't do the BS that an American woman does. And yet you're describing
the
same
old, same old. By the way, let's take Filipinas as an example. Anyone who's dated one knows that is definitely a stereotype, that Philippine women are strong as steel. They are very demanding. Hmm. And they are the boss. In fact, there are many kinds of Asian women who are, they run the household with an iron fist, Japanese, Chinese. So this idea that they're little Cupid dolls who are going to bend down to your every whim is just bullshit.
That's got to be the stereotype.
Their money goes back to the family. You know, they're the ones that are staying in a family apartment or staying in a family house. It's interesting that their money stays within the family, right? Unless you get married, that's a whole different ballgame. But when you date them, they want to be treated like princesses. And you know, again, a lot of these are second generation. I mean, they were born here in America. I personally would stay away from bringing any first generation person to the United States unless you really know what you're looking, what you're getting into. Or maybe like Tom says, like they actually have a family here and they actually all moved here. Like in my case, it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes.
So tell me about it. You met her in Israel, right?
That's correct. When we were very young, we both moved to the UK and then transplanted ourselves and moved here to the United States.
Now, she wanted to live in the U.S.? That was like something she was looking forward to?
You know, actually, it's kind of interesting. You know, we've been together for a very long time, and that's why I say 20 years, and to get a text to say you want to separate is actually kind of interesting because, you know, we both went to school here in the U.S. And,
that's,
you know,
something, right?
Luckily enough, we both have good jobs.
I'm just thinking about the extra act of kindness after 20 years and school friends and really living a whole lifetime together, essentially, breaking up by text message. I think that's extra special.
Yeah, it's kind of, it took me by surprise. I had to kind of sit down for half an hour and kind of look at it. And then, you know, it was like, well, what? It's like, yeah, we need to separate. So I was like, well, what does that mean, you know? And the first thing I think is you know, what Adam and what Tom talk about is protecting myself as a man, you know? I mean, that's 38, and if she wants to move on, I need to make sure that I'm protected, you know, and that I can move on and at least be able to I got to tell you, man, the Likes 101 rules of being 38, successful, as long as I can get through this, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun as it is. I will never, ever get married. I've got my my vasectomy coming up in April.
All right.
Yeah.
But don't forget, I mean, she's got her hand in your pocket, maybe. We've got to be careful. I mean, you have a kid with her?
Yeah, for life.
You've been married a long time.
Right?
Yeah, well, I hope not. We're going to fight it, of course. But, I mean, you got to look at it. I think you're going to do okay as a single guy. But it's the same thing. And in terms of your experience with her being Israeli, just as an example, I mean, what was the ups and downs of that?
Well, her family's in the Israeli Defense Force. I guess.
Great.
I gotta be careful.
You don't need someone of her brothers to shoot you or something.
No. They don't need the brother to shoot you. You know, women are required to be in the service in Israel, too. And
she can handle a gun.
But when I had an Israeli girlfriend, she had been a captain in the Israeli army, knew how to handle an Uzi. And when she lives in Israel, she is a member of the militia and has to have that Uzi in her closet at all times.
Nice.
That's very true.
It is true.
So this girl was handling advanced weapons at the house?
No, we don't have anything.
Only in Israel, you know, not here.
But it doesn't take too much for a woman to pick up the telephone and, you know, to call, I don't know, 911 and saying that, you know. So I got to be a little careful. But luckily enough, I'm a consultant, so I travel, you know, 4 nights a week. I can always extend it to 5 nights a week until I take care of myself. But
right.
I got to tell you, Adam, you spent an hour with me on the phone this morning. Your advice, you know, I wouldn't know where to go. And I think most guys would just be like, try to settle it with her, you know. And I've talked to some of my friends, and they're like, oh, you know, just kind of work it out with her. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I need a professional, like what Tom says, you know. I'm a professional, and I don't know how, you know, to approach. And your advice is solid. And as I said, it might work in this case. Maybe my chance is 1%, but if it doesn't, then, you know, we fall on Monday, first to fall. And we kind of move forward, and I don't know. I don't think she is even expecting that, and I'm hoping that we can come to terms. And if we cannot, well, I guess we'll take it to the next level. But at least I have a really solid lawyer on my side.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. So there you go, Tom.
Wow, that's hardcore, and some of the guys pay attention to. And by the way, let me ask you a question, Mark. You don't have a prenup, do you?
You know, Tom, when we got married,
here
we go. Had nothing.
I know,
we
but
nothing, so
you see, it doesn't matter.
You know
it
what I?
Matter.
You know what I? And you're a listener, Mark. So you
never,
know what I'm
never
to
have
say.
Anything.
You know what I'm about to say? Every guy who ever called me and says the reason we're not having a prenup is because we don't have anything. I always say,
yeah.
So let me understand. So you're going to be a loser for the rest of your life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Just because you don't have something today doesn't mean you're not going to have something 10 years from now.
No, but Mark works for a big company, and he's got stock options and all kinds of benefits. And she's going to have her hand on all this stuff. That's the problem.
You know, the prenup is not for what you have today. The prenup is for everything you ever earn during the time you're together. And so saying I don't need a prenup because I have nothing today is saying I'll never have anything to protect in the future or ever.
That's very true. I tell you, once I get through this, I think I'm going to have a prenup drafted. I can have them FedExed and posted by the door.
Well, Tom had a pile
of
them.
Entitled to nothing.
I had a cardboard box from Kinko's, and I took a black magic marker and wrote on the side of the box, take one. And then as each woman would leave the house going, I love your little house. It's like a little cottage you live in here. I could do so many things with this place. I said, well, on the way out, take one of those. It was a 32-page redacted prenup that someone else had used and all the pertinent information about their name and their assets was redacted. So you could just look at the actual content of a prenup. And amazingly, it smoked out a lot of the fakers. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I can't believe you would make someone sign this. Well, if you want to marry me for love, then it shouldn't be a problem.
What's the problem?
You marry me for love or you marry me for money? Marry me for love, you should have no problem signing that.
You know, Tom, I fly and I podcast your episodes because a lot of times I'm working in the evenings and late afternoons. It depends on where I am in the country.
Yeah.
And the funny stuff, and a lot of times I am laughing and I'm sitting there in first class or whatever I get put in.
People
and
like,
I
what's
am
with
laughing
this guy?
At you, and people are looking around and who are you listening to? I'm like, it's hysterical sometimes.
I love it.
Keep up the great work, man. I got to tell you, and for all those guys out there that listen to the show, this is like religion to me. The stuff that goes on out there, you know, like Las Vegas last night. I was out at one of the major clubs, and this woman comes up to me and says, "You know, you're gonna buy me a drink." I'm like, you got to sleep with me first, you know.
All right. Attaboy.
You walked away to the next soccer and the next soccer water drink. I mean.
That's right.
Before, you know, it would be like, you buy a drink, but you get nothing out of it, you know. But to grow up, to be matured, I think you have to listen to a show like yours. And again, thank you, Adam. I really appreciate the discussion. I look forward to getting back with you on Monday and letting you know what happened.
All right, I'm going to take good care. You know
how to move forward.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there goes Mark. Wow.
So there you go, right?
Yeah.
Now, what did he do wrong? And he didn't expect to ever be successful, right?
That's
so
right.
He walked in with this woman. You know, thought everything was fine, young love. And here it is some years later, and she's telling him after 20 or 15 or whatever years by a freaking text message.
Yeah.
That's some cold shit, Tom.
And you know she was sitting with the girls when she said it.
Oh, it's great. I'm going to tell him right now.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell him.
Fuck him.
What do you need him for anyway?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
You've been married more than 10 years. Yeah. You're going to be able to...
You don't have to worry, baby. You got it covered.
Right. Now, the reality is, being married more than 10 years, that has significant meaning for Mark.
Yeah, it's possible that he could be on the hook for life. And she works, by the way. She's no fool. She's an accountant, apparently. But she makes a fraction of what he makes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. So you guys who are saying, I don't need a prenup, or I don't need an attorney, or I don't need, I'm going to do this myself, or I'm going to go to the UPS store.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. It's the deal. You don't want to be doing that.
I got into it with a guy today, Tom, who was telling me a lot about, it was criminal, but he was telling me what the cop said. Kept telling me. Remember I told you, we talked about this last week. You know, the cop is their friend or whatever. So
right.
I was telling him how it is, and he's telling me, well, that's not what the officer told me, and that's not what the officer told me. So I said, you know, you should just hire him to be your lawyer. See how that goes. So he didn't like that too much.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't.
I try.
We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. Now, if you've got questions, family law attorney Adam Sachs, he's got answers for you. And if you are facing a divorce or thinking about getting a divorce, if you're having some of the issues that people have when they get divorced, questions about vaginamony, which is what we call alimony on the Tom Likas show. Vaginamony is payments into the future for past use of a vagina. All right. And they call it alimony, you know, spousal support. But that's why we call it vaginamony.
Because a vagina you don't get to see anymore.
Right. Can you imagine if you went to Hertz Rent-A-Car, you rent a car for the weekend? You bring it, you ride over the speed bump a few times, you bring it back in, and then every month the Hertz continues billing you for the use of the car, even though you know now it's being rented by somebody else.
Just feeding hay to a dead horse.
Someone else is driving that car over the speed bumps, and you're still paying for it. You would say, that's outrageous. I would never accept that. But you do when you get married and you pay vaginamony.
Remember Chris Rock's routine was you go to a restaurant, and when you leave and they don't owe you a steak.
Right.
You say, come on, keep feeding me.
I want to be maintained in the lifestyle to which I've become accustomed.
What the hell does that mean?
So if you are facing these matters, a divorce, separation, vaginamony, child custody, child support. Maybe you are already divorced and you're dealing with issues of, you know, you have somebody who just keeps dragging you back into court. You know all the issues that come up. Adam is here to answer your questions. And here's all you have to do to get your free legal advice. You just call this number. The number is 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000 Tom. You can call right now. Talk to Adam Sachs at 901-3000-866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You guys remember Dr. Robert Armani, right? He's the chiropractor who gave Adam Sachs an adjustment right here in the studio. Well, as you know, Dr. Armani is a P1, a good friend of our show, and has always been incredibly supportive. But what you probably don't know is that he specializes in injuries, including personal injury and workers' compensation cases. So if you've been injured in any way, your neck, back, hip, knee, shoulder, you name it, Dr. Armani will work hand-in-hand with the attorney handling your case and get you fixed up. Whether you need physical therapy, rehabilitating exercises, or chiropractic adjustments, Dr. Armani has the most advanced equipment to treat your pain and injuries at any of his three L.A. area offices. Visit ArmaniChiropractic.com today. That's ArmaniChiropractic.com. Our friend Dr. Robert Armani at ArmaniChiropractic.com.
Hey, where are you going to find songs you heard growing up that haven't been played to death by those so-called oldie stations? Pandorka? Stupefy? Yeah, problem. Nobody home. Give the New Normal's Great Big Radio a try. GBR plays the hits that sound great and the non-hits you thought you'd never, ever hear again. The hits and the songs that should have been. New Normal style. I'm Howard Hoffman, and you can yell at me live about our playlist weekdays at 4 p.m. East, 1 p.m. West. Not oldies. Oldies gone wrong. The New Normal presents
Great Big Radio
24/7 at greatbigradio.com. Tune in and the Great Big Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Beyond your professor, is there anyone out there trying to help you with your finances? Or does it seem like everybody is out to screw you over? Bankers stabbing you for fees, colleges hammering you with tuition, government taxing the hell out of you. Worst of all, have you lost half your assets in a divorce? The world is full of financial parasites. The only problem is nobody teaches young men how to avoid them, let alone the basics of financial management and planning. Now comes Aaron Clary's new book, Bachelor Pad Economics. Aaron calls Bachelor Pad Economics the financial advice Bible for men, a roadmap that guides you in all the major financial decisions you'll make in your life, starting at the age of 14, all the way to death. Aaron insists it's an absolute must for every man of every age and can be the difference between being the impoverished sucker paying alimony or the millionaire playboy with a full bullpen. It's available on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle. Bachelor Pad Economics. Be smart. Buy it today.
Hammer time.
Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are here with a special time for family law attorney Adam Sachs, 1 hour earlier for this edition of the Tom Likas Show. I have a dentist appointment, and we decided to have Adam come in early, and he graciously agreed to move an hour earlier, so here we are. With free legal advice for you. If you're thinking about getting a divorce, maybe you're in the throes of a divorce gone bad, maybe you're separating, maybe you've got custody issues or child support issues, well, Adam knows what to do. If you call right now, you can talk with him and get your free legal advice at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number.
So we got real transparency, Tom.
Real transparency? How
talking
so?
About you going to your dentist.
Yeah, it's complete transparency. You know what? The days of trying to cover up for stuff, the days of trying to make things look all smooth and neatly wrapped, those days are over. You don't have to do that.
I've never heard a radio personality talk about that, ever.
Well, that's because they're on radio. And sometimes at the radio station, people are so afraid of being fired, they don't want to talk about their medical issues or whatever. They're afraid that The company will come after them or use the information against them.
I would have loved if you went on back in your radio days and you said, you know, well, my live-in girlfriend said that she's going to kill herself, and so I have to leave a little early today, and I'm going to go see if she's still alive.
By the way, that would have been the easiest way. That would have been the easiest way to solve the problem if I embarrassed her publicly by simply announcing it.
I don't know.
Yeah, my girlfriend has a butcher knife, and she's in my bathroom. Well, I got to get right out of here at the end of the show so I find out if she actually killed herself.
So what would your program director have said about that?
Oh, I'm sure a number of people would have flipped out about that, you know, because here's the thing. What they do, fairly or unfairly, is they start blaming these things on you.
Right.
Like they say, what's going on in your personal life? You can't keep shit together.
You're
making
trouble for us, Likas? What's
get
going
shit
on?
Together. What are you doing?
But you're a professional, man. What's going on?
So you kind of had to hide that stuff when it was going on. And, you know, a lot of what these chicks want to do is they know they can embarrass you and they know they can get attention by making trouble like that. And so they do it. Yeah, I had the ex who used to show up when I used to go out to client dinners.
Right.
Would first blow up my phone with phone calls, then text messages. And then she, by process of elimination, because she knew what restaurants we were likely to go to.
Oh, wow.
It was the Palm. It was Geisha House. She knew the list. The Velvet Margarita. So she would just start going out to these restaurants until she would find us. And she would just sit down and insinuate herself into the conversation.
Oh, my God.
That's what she did.
I was thinking about the time you and I met in that context as me as your client.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very pleased that we didn't have any special drop-ins.
Well, if I recall, didn't we meet at the radio station?
No.
We had dinner?
We went out, yeah.
Because I know we met at the radio station at least once.
Yeah, maybe. But before that, the first time I ever laid eyes on you, Tom, we were in a restaurant. But I'm very glad that no strange girlfriends insinuated themselves into
the circumstance. There was only one strange girlfriend who did that. She would sit down and she would say, like, imagine the arrogance of this. She would sit down at the dinner table and some of the people knew who she was, you know,
right.
And some did not. So she would just sit down and go, so what are we talking about?
That's great.
And you're there with like ad agencies, and advertisers, potential advertisers.
Well, she's your agent,
media
apparently.
Buyers. And, and just the girlfriends just tend to show up and just start asking questions. Hey, what's going on?
Unbelievable.
What are we talking about? So that's outrageous stuff.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, that's what so much of this is about. It's about the drama. It's about the craziness. And one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of marriage, and Adam is proficient at undoing some of the damage, one of the reasons I'm not a fan of marriage is because... You know, your house becomes like the Roach Motel. You know, the roaches move in and they don't move out.
Right.
You don't want that.
One of the things that is really, I guess, difficult and painful, particularly for guys, is, you know, the ingratitude. You would think if you're handing over all this money as alimony, the woman would at least, you know, smile once in a while. You got this person who's living off of you. You're giving her, you know, $100,000 a year in payments or whatever, and she hates your guts. And she's cursing at you as you give her the check, you know.
Right.
And I had a guy that had some financial problems, and the ex-wife was all pissed off that he got a little behind on some of his payments or whatever. You know that the orders for child support and alimony are just static. I mean, X number of dollars. There's a lot of people that were making big money, let's say, in real estate. And when the mortgage and real estate business collapsed in 2008, whatever, 2009, they couldn't make the payments anymore. But the law doesn't really care about that. The order is the order. And so this guy got a few months behind. He called his ex and profusely apologized. And after a couple more months, he scraped together, like, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, which was a lot for him at that time, and he told her, I'm so sorry, and he hands over this check for, you know, $3,000 or $4,000, and she just cursed at him, you know, considering what you owe me, you son of a bitch, you know, this is an insult, and it's like, you know, come on, you know, under normal circumstances, you know, when you pay even a bill, you know, when I pay the water bill, Tom, the lady at the counter says thank you, you know?
Yes.
Giving her the $43, you know?
Now, here's the ultimate one. For you people who live on the East Coast and you go over those toll bridges or tunnels, You ever find yourself doing this? You pay now. You have to pay like $12 to go over the George Washington Bridge. You hand $12 to the toll taker, and then you say to her, "Thank you." She doesn't fucking thank you. You know, the George Washington Bridge was paid for in about 1950.
Yeah.
So when you pan that $12 over just to give the fucking toll taker a fucking job, it's a fucking gift you're giving her.
So stick that dick in a little further, yeah, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for taking my $12. Ridiculous.
And then you have Governor Crisco make it into one lane.
Well, and then you get the privilege for $12. You get the privilege of entering the Upper Manhattan.
Oh God.
And the Bronx, Cross Bronx Expressway. Dear. Fabulous.
Well.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 901-3000. Tom. We have with us family law attorney Adam Sachs. And your questions at 901-3000-866. Taylor in Los Angeles. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Taylor. What's up?
Not much. Just getting driving home from work. Here's my situation, Adam.
Sure.
I've been married for 5 years, and we were together for about three and a half. We had separated and didn't get around to getting divorced. She went on and did, you know, started living her life and mine. But, you know, she gives me a call, kind of stayed in good terms, but here's the situation. She's pregnant, and she got pregnant by her coworker. She works at a bar. She kind of started doing that kind of thing. Exactly, but yeah, she's pregnant. And
hey, listen, Taylor, that's not funny, man.
No, absolutely
if you're,
not.
Hold on, listen, you got to be careful. If you're married to her, any child that she has is your child, okay? So you could, I mean, there's a couple of things involved, but you could end up being on the hook for that kid.
Let me ask you a question, Adam. What is the politics behind that? I mean, let's face it. We have DNA testing. Why do we have to live with the laws of England circa 1100?
Well, I mean, these are very
agreed,
old.
Exactly. What do you think?
These are very old traditions, Tom. And, you know, when you had a marriage, you didn't want anyone trying to.
Well, slavery was a tradition, too. But at some point, we realized it was wrong and stopped doing.
All right. So call your legislator, okay? In the meantime, this is the fucking law. I'm sorry. Okay? The bottom line is when you're married, one of the sacrosanct things is that any child born of the marriage is the father's child. And you didn't want the father or anyone else appearing and saying, wait, it's actually not, blah, blah, blah. And so, I don't know, Taylor, explain something to me, because I see this all the time. If you were with her, obviously, whatever, 3 years, and then you guys separated, why are you fooling around? Why don't you get the divorce and be done with it?
There's layers to this marriage. We went to high school together. We stayed in touch. We dated. We were in love.
But she's fucked around on you, and she's having a baby by another guy.
Exactly.
And every 2 days you stay, you owe her another day of vagina money.
Exactly. But here's the reason I was also on. It was she also helped me arrange my papers. I'm from South America. We fixed that, and we needed to stay longer. And that kind of completely kind of ruined.
So you're defrauding the government here.
She had a get out of jail free card there.
No, he's defrauding the government.
Is that so? You're defrauding the government, Taylor?
Not whatsoever. We got married because we were in love, and then at the same time I'm fixing my status.
No. Wait a second. When you fixed your status in the final interview, you guys were already separated, okay?
No, not. What happened is we went and saw the immigration agent. He approved our marriage. I mean, we had everything, every proof, because we were really married. We, you know, high school together. We got married with our families there. Every family knew, you know, that they were fixed. That's my issue, but we were in love. But
so that entitles her to get knocked up by another guy? That entitles her to do that?
No, absolutely not. But that's where I'm at. I found out she called me. I come over to her house. She gets up from the table and goes, "Well, do you see anything different?" And I go, "What? Your hair? I mean, it's shorter." And then she goes, "Look at my stomach." I'm like, "Oh, what the fuck? You got pregnant?"
Hey.
So. Here's what we did. We went to the court office. We filed. irreconcilable differences, and also that she doesn't want anything from the marriage. And of course I don't, because I mean, I just want to get out of it. But could she go around and change that after we file? That's my question. Or what could come out from this?
Well, what I'm hearing from you fundamentally is that even if she cheats and even if she's pregnant by another man, you don't want to get a divorce, right?
No, I do. I do that.
No,
yeah,
but your rationale is that you've got to stay in the marriage because you need to pick up the green card and you don't want anything to happen to that.
What happened is in our last interview, everything, my status got accepted. I did not finalize it. Got my green card. I got approved. They call it denial of removal for me to allow myself to fix my papers in the United States. But I still did not get my citizenship approved. But I still want to get divorced.
But all you need is a green card, right? Once you got a green card, you don't need to be married, do you?
Absolutely no. And I still don't need to be married because my deportation, my request to be deported, it's called it was cancellation of removal from the United States based on hardship.
So let me get this straight. You are not required to leave the United States. You now have your paperwork and you are allowed to stay here, correct?
I currently it's a gray, it's not white or black. I currently have my work permit.
Okay.
Do you have an immigration attorney?
Yeah, let's get to the point here.
I did. An immigration attorney.
You did? And what happened to your immigration attorney?
He's currently still behind what we're doing. We got to that point where the marriage got approved. We got accepted by the judge ruled, the immigration judge ruled in our favor against the government and immigration agents.
The judge.
Allow me to stay in the country.
Okay, this is what we call half a story, okay?
Right.
Now, it's not good, Taylor, and your immigration lawyer is not helping you, and you need a family law attorney also, okay? So this whole conversation is just making me very uncomfortable and nervous for you. So give me a call after the show, but you have to recognize that you should not be proceeding on these things without a lawyer. And if you're not married to this woman and you're not living with her, legitimately, then you can't proceed and claim that you're still with her when you're not. That's defrauding the government. And if you're...
At our last immigration proceedings, in which was our final, my court got dismissed after my lawyer presented to the government stating that we currently, me and my wife, have been having problems, and based on the DREAM Act that we're going to file.
The DREAM Act?
Right.
Did that pass? I hadn't heard about that.
No. Yes, it's stating that if you've been going to school.
It did not pass, and you're mixing
things. Then how can my case been dismissed? It wasn't
okay.
The DREAM Act. It was stating
Why did you have a case in front of an immigration judge? That's nonsense. If you were married, it's very routine for you to be approved. And if you
were... Because I entered the country without a passport.
Okay.
If you enter the country without a passport, they actually do legal proceedings. And you're right. If I came with a visa, it would have allowed me to file my paperwork and stay in the country. But because I did not enter with a visa, I came from South America. I did not enter with a visa. They make you go out of the country for 10 years. But that's why the marriage is the hardship. Would allow me to
see. Sounds like a complete mess to me.
Yes, I'd say you need a lawyer,
it's been
okay?
Difficult.
Is there a reason you don't have a lawyer?
I only have an immigration lawyer. I need a divorce attorney if this is going to affect me in the way that when we get divorced, if she would want, I don't know, to, alimony or... Definitely not child support, right, Adam? Because it's not my child.
Wrong. Didn't you hear what he said?
You're married.
You're married, and therefore any kids she has are yours.
But with a DNA test that I would have to go through and jump through those hoops,
DNA test make any difference?
No, you can't do it. If you're married, it's presumed by law that the children, the issue of the marriage, are yours. So you gotta get this together. Call me after the show. You're making me really nervous, man.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable stuff here.
But see how he's got all these things; they're all intertwined, but he's not dealing with them.
Yeah.
And if you ask him, he's talking about the Dream Act. He's talking about all these things that aren't true, Tom.
Right.
He's depending on them.
I hadn't heard that the Dream Act had passed.
It didn't pass.
I know it didn't pass. I hadn't heard that.
So this is a guy who doesn't have a lawyer. That's the point. And he's just hearing things on television and thinking they're true.
All right, Dean is going to hook Taylor up with Adam so that they can resolve some of these matters. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more of your phone calls. It's free legal advice for you at a special time with family law attorney Adam Sachs. If you need some free legal advice like Taylor does and did, you can call this number, 901-3000-TALK. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month. Don't fuck with us. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslow got the job done quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Coslow.com today. Coslow, COSTLO.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Tumor is faster, harder. New normal rock.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous Pollo a la Brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, right of the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. And here we are with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Give me a call toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can also send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
Very nice. Adam returns to his regular time next Tuesday. You hear him every Tuesday live. If you've got questions for Adam, we'll be talking about criminal law next week. And you can call him live. That'll be Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time on the Tom Likas Show.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription. The number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. New numbers suggest that when it comes to the youngins, divorce rate seems to be going down. When it comes to the 60 to 65 crowd, it appears as though the numbers have increased threefold.
Right.
When it comes to the divorce
ease.
Rate.
Yeah, it's ease of divorce.
You think that's it?
Well, I'm sure when, listen, at their age in the beginning, it was very tough to divorce, and now times have made that a little bit easier. And so when they get older, they're like, wait a minute.
What the fuck am I doing?
If plus, like, the ratio of, like, men to women as you get older, there's, like, for every one guy, there's, like, seven chicks, because... There aren't many dudes left.
Dudes want to get out and play the field?
Yeah, they could just get down.
The 65ers?
They could get down in the vagina gray town. Come out.
Holy shit. I'm sorry.
At least he didn't get that. Vagina gray town.
Being a victim of domestic violence would be grounds for an immediate divorce under legislation approved Tuesday by the Louisiana Senate. Domestic abuse would be added to the current grounds of conviction of a felony and proof of adultery, all reason for an immediate divorce.
That's cool. Really? It's the other stuff. You know, it has to be a successful conviction. I mean, there's so many of these cases that are falsely accused, dudes and stuff, that stuff. So it's very, to be specific, I mean, it's got to be, you know, of a conviction, please.
Yeah.
Really screw some shit up by lying.
Yeah. Finding out interesting stuff about Mel's ex-girl, Oksana.
Yeah.
She's going through a bankruptcy situation.
Therefore, she has to lay it all out. What's going on?
It's pretty awesome stuff.
Financially, what's going on?
What's going on? Well, she's claiming that she's got a $300 a month cell phone bill.
Well,
I don't know.
But guess what? I was paying the most at AT&T, and I think I was up to $130. Yeah. Now I got it shaved down to like 81.
Yeah, $750 in electricity and heating.
I believe that.
I don't know what personal care is, but she claims
that's like nails.
Three bills on that.
Nails, I bet. Hair care, nails.
$2,000 a month in home maintenance.
I don't know what that. Oh, that's probably her staff, cleaning lady and stuff.
Sure. The number one goofy one seems to be $90 a month for something called Gopher Patrol.
Well, if you pay a lot where she lives and you have that great Bermuda grass and all that stuff, if you got yourself a little situation with some gophers, then you need to have a guy out there like Caddyshack and figure out where these gophers are.
Right. Interesting little situation that is noted in the report. Just prior to filing for bankruptcy, Oksana apparently ran up a $51,000 credit card bill.
From zero to $51,000.
Right before.
Yeah. This, by the way, goes back. This is very easy to understand. Nobody goes to rehab sober. Nobody files for bankruptcy without running that shit up. And I'm sure somebody told her what to do.
Sure. Once you pass that, you know, once you pass that point, might as well just go ahead and run it all up.
Exactly.
Except that, you know, the people that are dealing with this get to see that.
Yeah.
And they go, is that what you were up to?
I see what you've done. I see what you've done. Mm.
Do we consider Janice Dickinson an ex-supermodel?
Well,
former super? Do we use super in her case?
I don't think so, dude.
And
not to sound like others who have a problem with some other labeling of the supermodels. But she claims to be the
Who's
world's...
That? Want me to sing something?
Fred from Howard Stern always says about that that woman. She comes on every time he gets mad.
Not the Howard Stern show. I know the last time you checked.
I don't want to say that.
It's kind of interesting.
I tried to hold it back. Janice Dickinson is considered the world's, I guess, maybe one of the world's supermodels. I don't know. But she is a reality star as far as I'm concerned.
She's also broke.
Very broke.
She's filed for bankruptcy as well.
Huh?
$300K in the hole, apparently.
Yeah. But she's making these deals according to bankruptcy documents, which, again, you have to lay it all out. City National Bank claims that our girl owes more than $300,000 in connection with checking overdrafts. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was writing some checks.
Yeah.
Some
but
checks.
The bank agreed to end the whole matter for $100,000.
Yeah, because
so,
I think your so-called fiancé, she's not going to get married, is she?
Oh, well, the guy is rich that she's with.
Who would even hit that at this point? What a mess. It's just awful. She looks like the Joker. Look at her fucking mouth.
The thing is, though, she has the great tits.
Oh,
and,
come on. They're bolt-ons that, you know, it's like doing a 70-year-old with
I think she is 70.
Right, I know. So what are you talking about? That doesn't make things okay.
I guess this dude's going to pony up the money, which is terrible because you really want her to be held accountable for the bills. $300,000 and City National Bank's going to settle for $100,000?
Right.
Man, they probably know that she could just write it all off and have it go away, but... they're like, we'll take anything at this point.
That's the way they do.
Man, that sucks.
Better than ending up with nothing.
She's getting away with it.
Some goofy French comic under fire because of a video he made where he's air sexing women.
And that's what he's in trouble
this
for?
This is basically like a camera. It's 100 seconds of fucking footage where, you know, just because of the angle, he looks like he's humping them, but he's really not. And it's gotten over 4 million hits in 4 days.
He's very popular in France.
But they're taking him to task on this one.
Remy Gaillard.
It's not fair to the ladies, the air sex. Come on. It's the stupidest thing ever.
I thought
nobody's
France,
hurt.
I thought France was kind of cool with shit.
Too.
I guess not.
No. I guess not.
People on Twitter are attacking him.
Yeah, get over
at least one person said, keeping up the rape culture is not funny. It's deplorable. What?
You can't rape somebody by air fucking.
Right, you're not even close to the person.
No.
It's a unique camera angle. It's
nothing
not,
rapey about it.
It's a clever camera angle. It's not real.
Right. She's like a horny dog.
I wonder if any places have escargot around here. I'm up for that.
Finally, a pick alert for you. Miley Cyrus, topless, on top of a fake horse. I don't know why.
But so
now,
what?
Now you get to see that full little A cup right there. And
yeah.
You're still down with that, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. It didn't seem like all that. She's wearing a black wig, by the way, which is really a turn.
you thought of...
And she always... she got those... The panties are like all jacked up on her hips and stuff. It's kind of like the weird like 80s kind of look. I don't know.
I'm
honest,
take
it apart, you know.
Other than a lot of people that you'll hear from or say, oh, I would know. I'm definitely doing her. Definitely.
Aboard the horse? Would you do that
Don't
on the
even
horse?
Care.
Okay.
Giddy up.
All right, bingo. Plenty more news for guys.com that's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Get down in the vagina Greytown.
Be sure to check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com. is the website. Brand new show every Friday. GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only. Enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Like a Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
This is the new normal.